So we're going to pick up, we're going to just backtrack a little bit from what we did. We're going to start on Chaf Zayin Amud Beis. We're going to start on the last line of the Amud, 27b on the last line of the Amud. And again, we're going through the Gemaras right now. We're talking about what the Tanoim did to live a long life. And people were asking them, how did you live a long life? They wanted to get what the secret was. So Shol Talmidav Esrav Preda. The Talmidim asked Rav Preda, "B'maharechta yamin, what did you do to be zochah to live a long life?" So Amar Lahem, he said to them, "Yamai lo kedmani adam lebeis medrash. In my life, no one ever came before me to the beis medrash, turning to chav chesam at aleph. V'lo birachti lefnei kohen, and I never benched in front of a kohen. And v'lo achalti b'mehema shlohum b'madosei. I never ate meat from an animal that they haven't given the gifts. That the halacha is that when they would shecht an animal that was not going to the Mizbeach, so the Kohanim were entitled to get the chazah, what did they get? The leg, the chazah, and the shok, three things. So they had to get three things. So that was coming from every animal. So he says, I always made sure that I never ate any meat if those matanos, those gifts, were not given to the Kohen. So the Gemara explains that now.
Is this where we get that if there's a Kohen at your meal, that which they should
make? Yes. Well, I mean, that's... It's not from here, but I'm saying it's halacha, but that's where we get it. Yes, that's what they did. But the Gemara is going to explain that there are going to be exceptions to that rule now. Okay. D'amar Rav Yitzhak, Amar Rav Yochanan, Asul Acha, Mibhem Shohar Matan said, you're not able to eat from an animal that you do not give the gifts to the Kohen. Amar Rav Yitzhak, Kala Ocha, Mibhem Shohar Matan said, if you eat from an animal that they do not give the gifts to the Kohen, what's it like? He lo Ocha Tavalim, it's like eating Tevel. It's as if someone didn't take Truma off from the food that they were supposed to be eating. That's how strict it is that they were supposed to give the presents to the Kohanim. But that we don't pass them like that. But the fact that there's someone that says that it's like Tevel shows you how serious it is that they're supposed to be giving it. And what else? I never benched before a Kohen. So Lameimra de Ma'al Yusul here. Are you going to say that it's a good thing that he never benched? Well, like, again, so he was sitting, Repreda was sitting there, and there's a Kohen in the room. So he always made sure that the Kohen benched instead of him. So you're saying that's something praiseworthy? V'ham Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Tam Chacham Shemavarech Lefanov, Afilu Kohen Gadol Ama Aretz, also Tam Chacham Chayiv Mitzvah, that if you have a Talmud Chacham who's benching in front of a coin. The coin gadol is an Amma Aretz. Okay, you got the coin gadol, which because again they used to buy the kahuna in the days of the Beis Hamikdash. They would pay for it to become the coin gadol. So let's say you had a coin gadol Amma Aretz. So if the Talmud Chacham lets him bench for him, then he's chayiv misa. So how can you say it's a good thing? So Shenamar Kamisana Yavu Mavis, that all those people who hate me also love death. And what does that mean? Atrik Misanai Elamasniya. It means that those people who cause me to be hated, that if someone sees that there's a Talmud Chacham, and he allows just an Amma Aretz, this regular Kohen who's doing nothing, they're going to show, okay, so being a Talmud Chacham is not such a big thing, and they're going to end up like not having respect for Hashem. So how could you say that he said, I never let a Kohen bench, that I always let the Kohen bench, it's not a good thing. So Kiyomer Iyu, when you're talking about Bishav, and it's only talking about that if you have, Rav Preda was there, and there was a Kohen that was on the same level of Rav Preda, it was also a Talmud Chacham, then he would always make sure that the Talmud Chacham would bench. But Einach Nami, if the Talmud Chacham was like someone who was just like a regular Joe Schmo, that didn't really have anything, you know, he was just an Am Aretz, so then he would not tell him that he should bench instead. But yes, if you have guests at the table who are Kohanim, you're supposed to offer them to bench first, or at least if you're not going to offer them, you should ask them permission if someone else can bench instead of them. Okay. Shalom Talmid of Estrab Chonya ben Akana. What did you do to live a long life? So Amar Lahem, he said to them, Yamalon is gotta be klon chaveira. I never got honor from like someone else being put down because of me. Lo also amitasi klilas chaveira. And again, the Gemara is going to explain each one of these. And I never let anyone who was going to curse me, I never took that with me into bed. And I was very forgiving on my money. So what does that mean? What does it mean that I never got honor from one of my friends, from someone else being degraded because of me? That there was a story with Rav Huna who was carrying like a shovel on his shoulder. So Rav Chanai Bar Chanilai, who was also Talmud Chacham, came along and he wanted to carry the shovel for him because he wanted to show him respect. So he said, Amar Lei, so Rav Huna said to him, if you would carry a shovel where you normally live, three, okay, then you can carry my shovel also, because then it's not degrading for you, because this is something that you would always do all the time. But below, but if you wouldn't normally carry a shovel, if you wouldn't do that kind of labor, I don't want to, that I'm going to get honored by you putting yourself down by doing like a menial task of carrying a shovel. I don't want that. So that was like an example of what he meant, that he wouldn't let someone else honor him if it wasn't something that they would normally do for themselves. What is the next thing? What does it mean that I never had a curse that would go on from my friends? That when he would get ready to go to sleep, he says, I forgive anyone that upset me. Which the Gemara is saying here basically, don't go to sleep angry. That if you go to sleep, if you're upset, you know, you got into a fight with someone, don't let it, you know, don't go to sleep that way. They say, you know, you're not supposed to go when you get in a fight with your spouse. You're never supposed to go to sleep angry. The same thing. Whenever he would get into a disagreement with someone, he would say, I forgive whoever it was, and he wouldn't go to sleep angry with that person. Vatram of money, how you say? He says, the third thing was that I was very generous with my money. Damar mar, Eov vatram of money, have shahayam aniach pruto lechanvi mimanase. That Eov was very generous with his money, that whenever he would buy something, he would always just tell the storekeeper, keep the change. He would like, just give it to him, because he was forgiving for it. Okay. Shal Rabbi Kivas, Rabbi Nechonia Gadol. B'mer achtu yamim, how were you zocha to live a long life? So what happened? Asu gave the kamachule. So the servants of Rav Nechonia Gadol, they came and they started hitting Rebbe Kiva, because they said, like, what kind of chutzpah is that? You're saying, like, hey, well, what, you know, like, you shouldn't be living such a long, like, they took it in, that he was saying in a disparaging manner. So Salak Yosef Aresha the Dikla, so he climbed up on a tree to escape from them. Amar Lein, Rebbe Kiva shouted down to Rav Nechonia. He said, Rebbe, im nemar keves, lama nemar echad. It says, as a keves echad, Tasebo Barker, talking about the carbon talmud. It says as a keves, and then it says echad. So he said to him, if it says keves, which is a singular, which that's talking about one sheep, so he says, why does it have to say echad, which is also singular? Why does it say that one? So from the question, Amar Lahu, so seeing that Rebbe Kiva was asking a good question, so Rebbe Nechonia said to his servants, he said, Surban Ben Rabbanon, who he's a Talmud Chacham, Shavku, leave him alone. So Amar Lei, so he said, Echem Yuchad Sheba Edro. So he answered him, he said, that it means, the answer to your question means that it should be the most special sheep that you have in the flock, that's the one you're going to bring for the carbon. But now we saw that Rebbe Kiva was asking, not because he was saying it, that like, what did you do to live such a long time? He meant, like, you know, I want to be able to know, what did you do to live? What schlusim do you have? Because he wanted to do it also. So Amar Lo, he said to him, Yomai lo kibalti matanos, I never accepted gifts from people, v'lo amadati amidosai, and I never I was forgiving on my honor. Mm-hmm. And I was forgiving with my money, that I was very generous with it. What does that mean? Lo kibalti matanos, I didn't accept gifts. Kihad Rabbi Lazar, kihavu mishadre le matanos min benesia, when they would send gifts to him from the Nazi's house, lo havishakal, he wouldn't accept them, kihavu mizamri le, and when they would invite him to a meal, lo havayazal, he wouldn't go to the meal either. Why? Because he said, amar lahu, lo nichalachu de'echya, you don't want me to live. It says that whoever hates presents, he's going to live. So you keep giving me presents, you're going to be shortening my life by giving me these presents. I guess like in Shemayim, they would say, what is he doing that he's entitled to get all these gifts that people are giving him at random for no reason? So he says, I don't want to accept your gifts. Rav Zera, and he wouldn't accept the invitations to the meals either. Rav Zera, ki havi mishadri leiv min bein nasiya, when Rav Zera was leaving, when he would get gifts from the Nasi's house, lo havishakli, he wouldn't take it. But ki havi mizami le azza, when he was invited to a meal to their house, he will go. Why? Because Amar is kiyure de misyakribi. They're not doing this to give me a gift. They're honored by me coming to their meal, and which is, you know, you understand that when you have a chash of a person eating at your house, it's a big deal. Like, you know, if you have a great rabbi's coming into town, and then you're the you're hosting him, it ends up being a big deal. So it's very good for you. So he said, I would go to the meals because really they were being honored by me being there. What does that mean? That if someone is forgiving for insults that go against him, and he's not exacting with his honor, so then, and Shemayim, they forgive him for all his sins. Shenemar, Nosi Avam, Va'over Al Pesha, Lemi Nosi Avam, that who do they forgive? Lemi Shavar Al Pesha, to someone who passes over his averos, that he doesn't take any insults that happen to him, he just lets it go. Next, Shal Rabbi Yes, Rabbi Shuab and Karcha, V'mer Achti Yamin, what did he do to the Yuzocha to live a long life? So Amar Lo, he said to him, "Kasa b'chayy, do you want to? What are you begrudging me that I have this long life? Why are you asking me these questions?" So Amarlo, he said to him, Rebbe, Torah, he will learn on Nitzarach. It's Torah, and I need to learn it. So Amarlo, he said to him, I never looked at the face of a Rasha. That a person shouldn't look at the face of a Rasha. He says, if I'm going to see you, he says that I shouldn't be looking at you. And Rabbi Lazar, what does that mean? Ain of chaos, that if someone looks at a Rasha, then his eyesight becomes weakened. Shenemar v'hiki zaken Yitzchak v'tzachahena ain of meros, that it says that he came older and his eyes started dimming, he wasn't able to see that well. Mishum distaka b'Esav Rasha, because he would look at Esav, who was a Rasha, and therefore his eyes got weakened. So Gemara says, well, how Garmale, you're going to say that the reason why his eyes got weakened was because he looked at race of the Rasha? You should never, if a commoner curses you, you should never view it as that it's okay, that it's not a problem. Why? Avimelech gave a curse to Sarah because, remember, Avimelech took Sarah, because Avram said that Sarah was his sister. So Avimelech took her into his palace and he wanted to, that she should, be his wife. And then they had all sorts of problems that happened. So when he found out what happened, he ended up cursing her. But his kaim bizarre, and this curse that he gave was Mekoyim in her children. Shinamar, hinei lach ksus einayim, that he says that Avimelech said to Sarah that they gave something, a gift to Avram, and it says that it's going to be for a clothing of honor. So al tikri ksus el kasiyas einayim means a covering for the eyes, which means, so you see that the reason why Yitzchak, why he became blind, was because Avimelech gave a curse and said that your children, their eyes should be dimmed. So how can you say this? Because he looked at Esav or Rasha? Rasha says, Hava ha garmale, that both of them caused it. And Rav Amar Mehacha, that you see that you shouldn't look at a Rasha from where? That it says, Se'es p'nei Rasha lo tov, that looking at the face of a Rasha is not good. Which the Gemara is saying, it doesn't mean that, again, don't look at the face of a Rasha, but it really means don't hang out with them. If a person thinks that he's going to be able to be in an environment of people who are Rishayim, and he's going to say, it's not going to affect me, the Gemara is telling you that it is going to affect you. So you have to realize that the people, the friends that you're choosing, the people that you're hanging out with, it definitely makes an impact, both for the good and for the bad. You hang out with good people, you're going to become a better person. You hang out with bad people, you're going to become worse. B'shas p'tirah, so at the time that he was dying, so Amar lo, so he said to him, Rabbi Barchaini, give me a bracha. So Amar lo, Rabbi Shua said to him, he ratzon shetagi alachatz yama, you should live to half my days. So Rabbi said, l'kulo lo, I should only live half your days and not all the days that you live. So Amar lo, so Rabbi Shua said to him, yeah, habay machrech behema yiro. Your children are going to come after you. They're just going to be like grazing animals, that they're just, if you're going to stay in the position that you are, because you're going to live a long time, if the Rosh Yeshiva stays the Rosh Yeshiva forever, then his children can never take his place, because he's always going to be there. So he has to know when to step aside. Now, I don't know why he says, I don't know why he didn't just give him a bracha, like to say that you should step aside so that your children should be great and should fill your slot, but I don't know. But anyway, but he was saying that you need to be able to step aside so that your children, that the next generation can take over, that you always have to have some plan in place for who's going to be taking over after you. Avua bar ihi, uminyamin bar ihi, charamar, tasili delo istalki b'kusi. One said that I'm going to get a reward in Olam Haba because I never looked at a kusi, which again, it means a rasha. Charamar tasili delo avdi shutvis b'hadi kusi, that I never had a partnership with them. Okay, next Gemara. Shalo Talmid of Esrab Zera. What did he do to live a long life? So Amar Lahem, he said, I never got angry in my house, which is incredible. And I never walked in front of someone that was greater than me. And I never thought about Torah when I was in like a place that you're not able to think about Torah, like either in the bathroom or when he was walking like in an alleyway that was dirty. And maybe you're going to say to yourself, that's not such a big deal, because for example, I know I walk around plenty of times and I don't think about Torah in a bathroom because it's not such a challenge for me not to think about Torah all the time. So he says, the last thing was, v'lo halachti dal amos below Torah, v'lo tefillin. I never walked 4 amos without tefillin wherever I was able to. So you see that he was always had his mind on Torah, but he was able to disengage from it when he was in a place that it was inappropriate to think about it. I never slept in the shul. Lo shenas kevav, lo shenas arayi, whether it was just to sleep at night or to take a nap. Lo shashti b'takalas chaveri, and I never was happy when one of my friends was ben fali vechal tismach, that if someone who was, if someone had misfortune that was happening to them, I never took like any joy out of that. Lo karatzi the chaveri b'chanichaso, and I never called my friend by a nickname. But Amri La B'chanichaso, and some say they're called by his surname, but just calling by his last name. He says, I didn't do all these things, and by doing all of that, I was oak that I should live a long time. Okay, we will stop here.